I'm with David Mayhew. We've just drawn 0-0 against Shortwood. Point gained?
I think so, with everything that's happened. You know, it was a good reaction to the midweek game, albeit a lot of changes on against the Young Rovers team. And obviously we lost to two teams that are going to be up there in the playoffs, or possibly winning it in Winchester and Taunton. What we can't gauge here is performances like that from the referee. Don't often have a pop at them, but, you know, Lewis Ogg booked in the first half, bearing in mind he's been smashed in the back, and reacts to that, and then he doesn't get a decision the whole game. And, you know, what can you do about that? And Brad Abrahams, he was late on the one, but it wasn't a malicious late, and he's sent off. You know, first 2 minutes, their player pulls our player back, Luke Bryan, not even a hint of a yellow card. So it's something that's going to have to be addressed, and I will be speaking to the league about it. It's becoming a bit of a joke. Today, Brad Abrahams should not have been sent off, and Lewis Ogg was a bit hard done by his booking, and then to not even get a decision when there were a few that were very suspect for us. Yeah. He's just someone taking a dislike to a player because of his reputation, and that's disappointing. But what I've got to give the lads credit for, I thought we were excellent when we went to 10 men. When we went down to 10 men, we showed great character, and that's what we want for here. I thought Liam Minnell, we changed the system a little bit. We didn't want to just defend for 30-odd minutes. And I thought Liam Minnell led the line well on the shoulder, like Jamie Vardy-esque. With his pace, I thought he was excellent. Nearly had a goal, didn't he? And, you know, Bryce Yabon cleared off the line from the set play, which you have to look for from, you know, when you're down to 10 men. So we deserve the point, a morale point. It was a clean sheet against, you know, two decent strikers in Morford and Jake Lee, who have been firing on all cylinders. And we move on to Bashley, and if we win next week, that'd be 4 points from two games.
Yeah, we signed three new players. During the week, obviously Liam started, and then you brought the other two on as subs. So they played part of a game. Initial impressions?
Well, I thought Dunny came and gave us a bit of a calming influence in there.
He hasn't played for quite a while, has
no,
he?
No, he hasn't. And I thought he'd done well when he come on. We left Shippy out of the squad today. Hasn't quite been at it the last few weeks. Said he doesn't want to play centre half, which is fair enough. I don't have a problem with that. But he's been with us a long time now, and he's still making the same mistakes and things like that. I've had a good chat with him. He'll be back in next week with a couple of suspensions and unavailability. But it's down to him now. I left him out so he can have a think about it in the stand today, because we can't keep telling him something, going in one ear and out the other. And if we get a better Lewis Ship next week, that'll be all good.
Okay, so there's no game midweek. So is it two training sessions?
Yeah, we're in twice this week. A bit of camaraderie on Thursday all together, and then we'll train hard on Tuesday. Hopefully it'll be good to have a clean bill of health this week. Obviously with the game last week. And then we go to Bashley with the right attitude. Hopefully we can get the points there. And then we're back here for the Marlow game. And if we can get maximum points from those two, 7 points from nine, we would have accepted before today's game.
And any injury niggles that have been picked up Tuesday and tonight?
Well, you know, obviously Lewis Ogg was smashed when he got booked, and he struggled through the second half. That looks the only one. Grosey was aching a little bit after Tuesday, but at least we found out that maybe with Grosey we've got to manage him a little bit better with when we've got the midweek games. And that's not a bad thing, you know. We didn't play him in the Bridgewater game and the Totten game, and we come out with points. But if we've got him on the bench for those games, to, in certain games to come on, that'll be a plus for us going forward.
Okay. All right. Yeah,
cheers.
Thanks very much.
No trouble.